Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Everyone, you're listening to the Patty Conklin Show with co-host Vanessa Hall, MD. Drum roll, please. She's an amazing, amazing individual, not just as a good friend, but as an amazing physician. And she's always told me by my body's weird, and I gotta, like, agree with that. But she's fantastic to people all over, and I so appreciate you, Vanessa, with joining me on these shows and just giving your really wise input.
Well, thank you. I hope I can live up to that.
You have for almost, 25, 26 years now, so I don't see it changing. But, you know, folks, today we wanted to talk about motivation, because as you're listening to this, we're in the new year, and, 2024, I mean, I know it was good for some people, but I know it was incredibly stressful for others. And, wow, I mean, what a difference between 2023, 2024. And I know, I can feel it in my bones, that 2025 is going to be awesome.
Yes.
But sometimes we really need to look at, how do we change, like, maybe the slump that we've been in through 2024? How do we shift gears and move into motivation for 2025? And, Vanessa, if you could just kind of talk about what it does, I mean, not just from our emotional standpoint, but what does that slump, because I don't want to call it depression, that slump or that feeling stuckness in 2024, what does that do to your body?
Well, so when we, whatever we are, thinking and feeling is a predominant thought or feeling, creates a neurochemical endocrine environment in our body. And when that is a constant thing, it changes our physiology. Now, on an energetic level, if that's what our predominant thought and feeling is, as Esther Hicks says, we're a beacon, and we're sending out that signal, that slump, that, lack of motivation or even sadness or whatever. And when we send that beacon out and it's sending that signal out, it brings us more of the same.
Right.
So, So we have to recognize when we're in that mindset, and then we have to do things and be conscious of them and change it. You have the thought of, my job is making me go back to the office, and I hate that hour commute. And then, every day you get up and you just hate the commute, and it just shapes your whole day. And that's your predominant thought. You have to shake yourself out of that. You have to accept what is and shift your thoughts to more positive things and have gratitude. because those thoughts and feelings create different neurochemical endocrine environment in your body, and those chemicals have a positive effect. So you need to be doing more of that, so you have this positive flow of around your cells, and you have this positive beacon being sent out that's attracting more positive things to you. So it's right. It's an energetic thing, it's an emotional thing, it becomes a physical thing. And so I think so often we are so close to our thoughts and that voice in our head that we don't recognize that we control the voice in our head. We can tell it to shut up.
Right.
My band does a song by Macy Gray called Relating to a Psychopath. And every time we play that song, I could just think of this little voice in my head that, you know, I need to tell to go jump in a lake, you know, and to shut up.
Right.
You know, and it also reminds me of the Tom and Jerry cartoons when Tom or Jerry would have the little angel mouse or cat on one shoulder talking in their ear,
yes,
and then little devil cat or mouse on their shoulder talking in the other ear. You know, we need to get rid of that little devil cat or mouse or whatever on our shoulder talking to us and tell it to shut up. We
right,
control
right.
that. And so, you know, we can't succumb and give ourselves up to all of that
right.
negativity.
Right, right. So important. And we're really aging ourselves in the Tom and Jerry.
Definitely.
I don't know if we can find those cartoons. But, you know, I it's true. I mean, we've got these parts of us that are doing that, you know, what if, and I'll call that the devil part, what if, what if. And it just makes us paralyzed. When we go into that thought process that we can't get beyond the what if, and I know so many people who are stuck in it. You know, in 2025, building a house. Now, you know me, I switch houses a lot, because I love them and I fix them up and then I get bored of them and I sell them, I give them away. Yes, I've given my houses away, but I've never built. And the nightmare of going through a construction loan for a tiny cabin was anxiety producing.
Mm-hmm.
And the what ifs were coming crazy. And I finally had to say, okay, what's the worst that could happen? Yeah, you could lose the house. You could lose the 22 acres and lose the house. Is that the end of the world? No, it's not. I'd just get a smaller house or less expensive house or, you know, whatever it is, and just buy something outright. I think that when we move into the what if, it becomes so paralyzing that it can stop the motivation, because I know in as much as I move beyond the what if, it's been hard to get myself motivated in other areas, because clearly my subconscious is still kind of in the what if. Well, you're okay, but what if you're okay?
Yeah. So it's like you get in the water and then you put, you know, a 10-pound weight on your shoulders. And you start sinking a little bit, and then you're struggling a little bit, and then you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, and then more weight gets piled on.
Right.
And so, you know, we have to stop. And like you said, well, what's the worst-case scenario?
Right.
And, you know, and how does me worrying and the what if change anything?
Anything, yeah.
It does nothing.
No,
it does
nothing.
It changes nothing. You know, worry is one of those things that just zaps you of your energy and your
well, you know, and it's a useless
soul
emotion.
Sucking.
like what you're saying, it's a useless emotion. It does nothing to improve the situation. It does nothing to move us forward into a positive
And it doesn't change the situation,
life.
Whatever it is.
Right, right, right. The same thing would hold true for someone who's facing a severe illness.
Oh,
and
for sure.
Worrying. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Worry does nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I think we need to accept what is.
Yeah.
And then we need to think about, well, in this moment, what is it that I can do?
Right.
You know? And, you know, if you're severely ill, then you're worrying only saps your strength and your energy and creates, again, this neurohormonal chemical environment in your body that is not conducive to healing.
Right.
So instead of worry, changing your focus to what can I do that will help me feel better or be better?
Yeah.
And, you know, not worrying is at the top of the list. You know, can you eat better? Can you,
right.
you know, call people that make you feel good? Can you watch? I saw, do you remember way back in the day when The Secret was big, that the movie and the book?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, I remember a segment in the movie where a woman had some terrible medical problem.
Uh-huh.
And she watched comedies like, you know, The Three Stooges and whatever else that she found really funny. And
right.
she was watching them, you know, multiple times a day and just focusing on not thinking about something she had no control over. And just enjoying the moment. And what was going on is she was bathing her body in positive neurochemicals and hormones, endorphins being released. You know, she was breathing deeply, you know, getting these deep belly laughs.
Right.
And she wound up, you know, overcoming whatever it was that she had. I can't remember. But
right.
what she did is she changed the dominant thought that she was having. She wasn't having the worry that created the negative environment in your body, the toxic,
right.
stressed environment. She shifted
right.
all of her attention to laughing and enjoying those moments that you can't
right.
get back. And
right.
lo and behold, she got better. And I think that's what we have to do. We have to
right.
figure out how to make that shift. And I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying you're going to be able to do it 100% of the time. You know,
right.
I'm working on that actively,
yep.
And catching myself and going, oh, nope, not having that thought shift. I've disconnected from the news. You know,
right.
I used to like devour the news, and now I look at a headline and then I keep going. So I
yeah.
know what's going on in the world, but I'm not consumed by it.
Right, right.
I mean,
yeah, that's so important and such a good point. I mean, we need to keep abreast of what's taking place. I mean, I think we do. But whether we make it an obsession or,
mm-hmm.
you know, do a deep dive into it are two totally separate things.
Right.
You know, and looking at multiple sources or, you know, watching what you believe is truth, which is always, you know, a big place for people to step into.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you said about, you know, just being aware of your thought and then go shift, you know, you can't do the cancel because the thoughts have already gone into your body, which is why I like people to do their color works or tone works or whatever. Get it out of the body at the end of the day. Because once you have the thought, it's still stored within the cellular structure. But I think back to our days when we were neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to pick on me, or I guess it was a given, that when you walked in my house, Stargate would be on. always, Stargate with Beyond, because that was my way of getting out of the not so much heaviness, but the workspace of working with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And just having something I could focus on that I enjoyed, not necessarily make me laugh, but I'd watch
it. But it's a distraction, and I love that movie. I love watching it, the whole idea of it. I mean, but we can all find those individual things that work for us.
Right.
That's the beauty of it. It's not going to be the same for everyone. As you know, I play music. I play electric bass. I'm in a band.
You do.
And some of the best times I have are just sitting in my room, learning a new song, you know, and playing around with it. And then, having that moment when I was able to play that riff. And I'm like, oh, I got it. And it's just such a wonderful feeling. You know, and so we can all find those things,
you know,
and it can be as simple as just taking a walk in the park and looking at the flowers.
Right.
You know, getting back to nature is a great way to grounding, walking barefoot, getting connected to Mother Earth.
Yeah.
You know, that there are all these things that we can do to nourish us. And help us change our focus. And I think that's what motivation really is. You know, it's changing our mindset. I think it's also, forgiveness. It's like, oh, I didn't do whatever. And then we beat ourselves up. And that doesn't help you get motivated to do whatever it is what you're supposed to do. I mean, that does no good. But if you can forgive yourself for falling down, pick yourself up and say, you know what, it's a new moment. Now I can change the narrative in my head.
Right. Well, not only are you changing the narrative, but the whole energy field. I mean, I think about you as a doctor and the times I've needed to call and go, this is what's going on. And you say, you're nuts, but, you know, let's look at this. Whatever, and I'm talking about my body. That's not the way you speak to clients, to your patients. But having said that, when I see you play live, when I see you and your band or, you know, our old friends, when we'd get together at the clubhouse and y'all would play, you glow. I mean, you just glow. Your whole essence shifts. And so while you're incredibly articulate and intelligent and, you know, seeking, always asking questions about, you know, what's going on with the body and working with your patients, when you get to be you and play, there is a shift of absolute joy that comes into your body. And I don't think that most people recognize that within themselves. I don't think that most people take the time to go, wow, when I'm doing something that I enjoy that motivates me, I really do change.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's important for people to understand that. One of the things that I always encourage when I'm working with someone who's going through cancer and they're having chemo, it's a dread for people. You know, I'm going to lose my hair. I'm going to get sick. And, you know, they've got all these preconceived notions and their worries and so forth. And so when they start to lose their hair, or even before they even start treatment, go get a wig. Go get a wig that either is identical to your hair right now or pick something out. You want to be a blonde? Pick out a blonde wig, you know.
Right. Play with it.
Let's get started. Yeah, play it. And then when you go for your chemo, because most of it is in a room with a bunch of other people that are just going through the same thing, take some flowers for the nurses. Take some flowers that are going to sit right there that everybody can see. Be a part of the uplift instead of part of the process. And it's amazing. It's amazing. There was one woman who had black hair. And beautiful black hair. And she decided she wanted to be a blonde. And so, you know, she went wig shopping. You know, she knew she was going to be going through her chemo and so on. She went wig shopping with a girlfriend. came home to her husband as a blonde, just knocked him right out, and it was awesome. And every time she went in for chemo and or she went out to lunch with friends, whatever, she put that blonde wig on, and it made her feel healthy. It made her feel real. And taking the flowers to the nurses and seeing their smiles, because that's a tough job. That is a tough job. Just brutal. And
you just hit on something, Patty. Giving.
Giving, yes.
Giving gives, you give freely to whomever or whatever situation. You get so much more back. And I think that, like, in that situation, here you are, a person with cancer, trying to deal with that. You have something that you can give and make somebody else's day.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful feeling.
It really is.
These are things that we can do. And when you get that energy and that powerful surge, then you can create some momentum and some motivation to do whatever else it is that you needing to do.
Needing to get out
of yourself.
So true. So true. Let's continue to talk about that when we come back. How to get out of yourself. So, folks, it's the Patty Conklin Show with Vanessa Hall, my wonderful co-host, and we'll be right back.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit healthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to healthylife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, folks. I'm so happy to have you here and listening in to our talk about motivation and gratitude and giving. They're all so important. You know, when we do for others, I think it just makes such a big difference. You know, in the past, because I'm not so much anymore, but in the past I was traveling about 150,000 miles a year for 30 years. So as you can imagine, I spent a lot of time in the air on holidays. And I would always get something for the flight attendants and the pilots. I'd pick up some cookies or, you know, something that was in a container that was, you know, closed so that they knew it was not tampered with. But the joy on their face when I'd get on the plane, especially if I was going international, and handing something to them, thinking of them, the fact that they're away from their families and loved ones and working, makes a huge difference. And I think that we can all very easily give to others, whether it's volunteering. When my sons were young, we would go to the local shelter and help prepare Thanksgiving meal. And for Nessa, no, I didn't get involved with the cooking. I just cut up celery and carrots because they both know I can't cook. And I wouldn't do that to anybody on Valentine's Day. But I can prep. I can do the prepping. So the idea of gifting, giving of ourselves, getting outside of ourselves, as you so eloquently said in the last segment, is critical for us feeling better. And I think that I'd like to hear maybe... Let's have a conversation about how do we get out of ourselves. Let's say we're not in a depression, but we're not motivated either. Mm-hmm. How do we go and get outside of ourselves so that we can start getting those chemicals
positive
going?
Positive energy
brain.
Flowing.
Yeah, positive energy flowing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we all have things that we like doing. Even if you think back to when you were a kid, like I have friends that started painting at 45, and they love it. And now it's just something that they do. And they had always loved it as a kid, but somehow it got lost. And I think a lot of people have that, where, you know, there was something that they used to do that they loved, and they just stopped doing it. Life got in the way or whatever. You know, so yeah. I think thinking back to what you know, like doing, I think, like you said, volunteering, you know, but I mean, like, not just writing a check to an organization, but getting out there and doing it. I mean, Habitat for Humanity, you know, is always looking for people. Yeah. There are all sorts of, one of my favorite things to do is to go to the shelter and pet the cats. And kittens.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that to me is just like heaven. That's why Greece was great. There were cats everywhere. You could just, you know, find one and pet it.
Right.
You know, that's just something that if you like cats or dogs or whatever, it just makes you feel good just holding one. That's why there are all these animals that go to hospitals, you know, and visit people. It just lifts their spirit, and they go to nursing homes and all.
Right.
You know, do you have an elderly neighbor that doesn't get out much and doesn't have much company? You know, go over and have tea with them or get them, you know. We took one of our neighbors, they took her to the movies with us one day. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like there have to be, you know, goo gobs of things that you can do that get you out of your little shell. And, you know, oftentimes it's the poor, pitiful me. You know, I'm so, whatever. And the reality is, I know patients that had miserable conditions, and they were the most joyful, happy people that I had encountered. And I always thought, wow, you know, there's some misery going on there with the whatever physical thing was ailing them. But here they are. Asking how I'm doing. I was admitting a woman to the hospital one night, you know, and she had something bad enough to get admitted. This was when I was a resident. And she says, well, how are you doing? And I was just like, what?
Right.
You're in the sick bed, and you're asking me how I'm doing?
Right.
That's the essence of it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Looking beyond yourself, looking out into the world, and seeing how you can help someone. You know? I mean, sometimes it's as simple as holding the door for someone.
Oh, you know?
Huge. I mean, there are 50 gajillion million things that we can do to get out of ourselves. We just have to go do it. You know,
right.
You just have to go do it. If it, you
well,
have to, you have to know in your heart and your mind that this is something you need to do for you. Yes,
right.
You're helping other people, but you're doing it for you because you receive so much more than you give.
Right, right. Let's
and I think that's, that energetically it feeds you. It gives
right.
you energy.
Oh,
it gives
does.
You that charge.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about a neighbor that maybe you've waved to or seen, that you have no relationship with. And I think back to some of my neighbors in the past that, you know, really had nothing to do with them until my trees started falling into the yard and across the driveway. And you know, all we had ever done was, you know, occasionally wave to each other. But a lot of times
mm-hmm.
they just ignored me. When the trees started falling down and I had to deal with it and went over and started talking with them, they became my absolute best friends. And I mean, it was 3 years. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're not talking months. It was 3 years before that. And I realized that, you know, if you talk to somebody, let's say you go over and take a gift basket to someone next door and they're a curmudgeon. That
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that they are a curmudgeon. It means that maybe they're a little uncomfortable. So take the gift basket again, you know, a couple of months later. Just, you know, I had some extra stuff. I thought I'd bring it over to you because there's a great saying of people don't put walls up to keep people out. They put walls up to see who cares enough to break them down.
Mm.
And I think that that's so true, and I think that people across the board don't know that they put walls up, you know, that all of a sudden,
right.
you know, they're keeping people out because maybe they're afraid of getting hurt. But they are also, they also want that connection. So don't give up on the first shot, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
And we'll talk about that when we come back because I've got one other area that I'd like to talk about in terms of getting motivated. So folks,
okay.
we'll be right back. We'll see you on the other side. And, yeah, lots of hugs.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit PattyConklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's PattyConklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit PattyConklin.com, scroll down to Remote Healing, and book your appointment now. That's Remote Healing at PattyConklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at PattyConklin.com. You'll be glad you did. PattyConklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited that you're here. Vanessa and I love sharing time with you. I'm speaking for you, Vanessa, but I know you do. So we're going to continue on this motivation of the positive feels. You know, not just giving to others, but giving to ourselves. You know, in the month of November, our whole theme for November was grace. And it wasn't about giving grace to others. It was about giving grace to ourselves. The idea of not being perfect, and it's okay, because none of us are. Give me your thoughts about that.
Well, gee whiz. I mean, I could beat myself up all day long with the areas that I've fallen down in, some of which I keep falling down in. Now, I'm getting better. I'm falling down less often.
Right.
But, you know, you can take your failures and shortcomings and beat yourself up with them. But that doesn't change anything. It just, you know, makes you sore and tired. But we are human, and we are not perfect. And I think that at some level we need to be satisfied if we're doing the best that we can. And I think that I read something this morning, and it said the body always remembers. And I was like, oh, because, you know, all those events that happen in our past, they are imprinted in our body, as you know, because you work with the energy and moving that. And we need to give that attention, and we need to let that stuff go. But the body also remembers the good stuff. But I think we don't remember the good stuff.
Right.
I mean, you know, what in your life has been good?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
You know?
So many things.
We 100% control what we think and what we dwell on.
Personal responsibility.
Yeah, and you have to stop and pay attention to what you think. That's why one of my favorite booklets is called The 7-Day Mental Diet. It's a little booklet. It's like $4 on Amazon. It's by Emmett Fox. And it basically challenges you to be aware of your thoughts, and when you have a negative one, to say, oops, stop and shift to something else. And he likens it to, I think this is a great analogy, you're at a fireplace, and an ember pops and lands on your leg.
Right.
Well, if you let it sit there, dwelling on it, you're going to get burned. But if you quickly brush it away, no harm. And the idea is, understand that those thoughts can do harm. And you need to brush them away and move on to the next thought. The thought that you create. The thought that empowers you.
Yeah.
And I think that the more you do that, the more energy you have. Which, you know, to be motivated, you have to have energy.
Right.
And so I think, you know, those negative thoughts, that burning ember, when you're dwelling on them, it just drains you or burns you.
Well, and you're taking a one-second incident and forgetting the rest of the fireplace. you know, the
body
sitting around the fire.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's giving you warmth and seeing the beautiful colors and enjoying, you know, sitting with your loved one or whatever. But if you're just focusing on the burning ember on your leg and not doing anything about it, you just ruined the whole moment.
It's so true because, you know, when, from my experience as a practitioner, when we're positive and we're having wonderful events and so forth, it makes our subtle energy stronger. You know, it strengthens up our immune system. It makes the subtle energy stronger. But think about it. It takes a year to build a sky rise, and it can take minutes to bring it down. And when you look at that in relation to that one sad thought that's taken down all of the positives of what was built, then you're doing yourself such a disservice. And we all go there. I mean, I'm not throwing shame out here or blame out here. We all go there. It's important.
But we have the ability
to reframe.
Exactly. Reframe. Yeah. We're like, oh, stop. Oh, no, not thinking that. You know, and also, I know I do this. I make up scenarios in my head of things that didn't even happen.
Yep.
And I'm playing out some fictitious whatever in my head. And I catch myself. I'm like, stop. Just stop. And then I shift my focus. But that, I love that, you know, it takes a year to build a high rise and, you know, moments to knock it down.
Right.
Totally. And that's why at least for me, and what I recommend, is that we need to create a daily practice of positivity. I get up in the morning, I journal, I read from my Science of Mind magazine, I write down the things I want to accomplish for the day. Listen to, you know, affirmations and whatever. I mean, we all can come to whatever that is. You know, it might be, you know, that someone likes to write songs. So they get up, you can get up in the morning and devote some time to writing some songs or, you know, whatever it is. But I think we need to have a daily practice that's nourishing us and creating this positive environment, helping remind us that we are in control of our thoughts. It's not the other way around.
Right, right. So
and
true.
That when we
so
have
true.
This negative thought, we have the power and, quite frankly, the obligation to stop it in its tracks and shift our focus to things that help us.
Right. Right.
And I think when you do that, when you practice that, you free up so much extra energy for yourself that you can have the motivation to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. I think for the new year, you know, it's always the, oh, I'm going to get healthy, oh, I'm going to, you know, lose weight or whatever, get my cholesterol down, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that... I think it's fine to have goals and, you know, the new year is going to be a fresh start. I mean, I do that every year.
Right.
What I think happens, though, is people put so much pressure on themselves to succeed that when it doesn't happen in, you know, 3 weeks, then they're dejected.
Right.
And I think we have to take on a more realistic view. You know, I'm 63. Nope. I didn't get this way in a minute, you know, like that, a high rise. Case it's a short, squatty, you know, not too high rise. So it takes time and patience with yourself and give, like you said, giving ourselves grace to make those changes.
Right.
And you know, and I think again we beat ourselves up because we didn't accomplish it in, you know, 30 seconds. And that's just unrealistic.
It's don't make it complicated, folks.
Right.
We'll be right back. To finish up, I know that you're awesome. Every one of you listening is awesome. So we'll be right back. See you on the other side.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit PattyConklin.com and click on Services. That's PattyConklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit PattyConklin.com. That's PattyConklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, PattyConklin.com. That's PattyConklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at PattyConklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Vanessa and I are so excited that you're here. We're grateful you're here, which also makes both of us smile. So we're talking about motivation today and how do we get ourselves motivated? How do we move through those areas of life that may be kind of a sticking point for us and we don't quite know how to lift ourselves up? One of the things that we do, you know, for me, there's two active frequencies in the universe, and that's color and tone. And Vanessa, you know, music is an absolute love and joy for her. And, you know, through the years I've had people who are opera singers or, you know, play with major orchestras around the world. They say, why am I sick? If the music and the color, if I'm working with that every day, I'm an artist, whatever, I paint, I'm still sick. Your body needs direction, as all of us do. So think about this. When you get up in the morning and you take your shower, say to your body, what color does this water need to be for me to have an amazing, loving, successful, productive day? And just take your shower. And just imagine the colors changing, because there's no such thing as a bad color. If you're listening to music on your drive to work, before you turn on the car, say to your body, what tone do I need to have an amazing, productive, fun day at work? And listen to the music and just imagine that music flowing through your body. Pay attention to the car. You're not going to get altered. But let the music work, because your body needs information. It's incredibly literal. And so if you just listen to music, nothing happens, because you didn't give your body instruction. If you just look at color, you've got to give it that information. And let's say you're in a job interview and you're getting ready to go in and you're nervous. Excuse yourself to the restroom before you go in. and just say, what color do I need to be calm and confident? And just breathe that in through the bottom of your feet, up your body, 2 or 3 minutes. That's all you need. And then go in and just grab that.
Color work. That's your book and method. I mean, you know, this is something that anyone can do, anyone can afford, and it doesn't take a huge amount of time. But can be a practice.
And that's
what we need. We need to practice being positive, being aware of our thoughts, utilizing, you know, our resources that we have. And freeing up energy for us to do whatever it is we need to do. You know, it's, and again, as we always do, we get back to personal responsibility. You have to own it. You have to own that this is a priority for you, for your life, for your day. Now, Patty, you know how much I like to sleep in. Guess who gets up between 5:30 and 5:50 on weekdays so that I can journal and read and do, you know, meditations and affirmations and whatever it is I'm feeling for that day before I start my work. It is a habit now. And it was a struggle at first because I'd hit the snooze on the alarm, you know, a few times, and then I'd only have 20 minutes before I needed to start work. But now I miss it when I don't do it. And I feel so calm and settled and ready for my day. And I do it on the weekends, you know. It's a virtually every day I am doing this practice.
And your body is loving you for it. I mean, and not only is your body loving you for it, but your life in and of itself, you know, you've never been a Debbie Downer, so, you know, I wouldn't go there. But you are, you have that joy because you've done the things that make you feel good before you move into the things that are, like most of us, our job. And not necessarily our play.
You know, but again,
really important.
What I are you going to do?
Yeah.
To help yourself be able to be motivated and take action.
And make it simple. Make it simple. Don't make it so complex that you can use it as an excuse to not get things done. Asking your body when you take a shower, what color do I need this water to be to have a joyful day, does not take, you know, an hour of planning. It takes 1 second of a question moving into it. And also understand, like, how you move into things. I mean, one of the things that I'm doing, because I'm in between houses right now and the house isn't going to be ready for another 5 months, is go out to the land. I walk it. I love it. I embrace it. I look at the trees. I look at the animals. And I am so looking forward to not only being there, but that energy is coming with me every single day. Even if I don't make it out there, I can remember what it felt like 2 days ago.
And so, and have gratitude for it. Having gratitude in your heart.
And
recognizing that every moment is a miracle.
Yeah,
I mean,
it certainly is.
How is it that we can see, feel, touch, smell, move? How is it that, you know, that we can get on a phone, we are 6 hours away from each other, on a radio show that's broadcast wherever? I mean, if you just stop and think about these things, I mean, to this day, they don't really know how electricity works. They know how to use it, but they don't really know, like, where does it come from? How does this happen? I mean, It's everything. It's miraculous. If you just stop and take a minute and go, man, that's cool.
Right.
And how lucky we are.
Yeah.
I mean, every
really
time
are.
I get on an airplane, I'm like looking out the window and watching it take off the ground. I'm like, how can this 1,000-ton thing with all these people in it get
right.
off the ground at all?
Right. I'll have to ask Matt about that when we
okay.
have him on the show sometime.
But it's
true.
Yeah.
It's magical. And I want to put
is.
Out there for folks who are listening to this show today, if you email me at my email address, pattyc@pattyconklin.com, which you can find on this network, and you say you listen to this show, I will send you a free MP3 of Colorwork, Tonework, so you can get started on your day. That's
oh,
what
that
I'll do
fantastic.
For you.
Fantastic.
Is just email me. Say, listen to the show. Would love to have Colorworks, Toneworks, whatever. You know, I'm skeptical, but I'm willing to try whatever you say. I will send that
Excellent.
To you.
Excellent. Excellent. That is fantastic. That is like no more excuses.
No more excuses. I'll make it simple for you. Vanessa, as always, I love our talks. I love our
Me
information.
Too.
And I appreciate you so greatly. And, folks, thank you so much for listening, being a part of the show. And we'll see you next week.
Yep. Happy holidays.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on Services, and you're there.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit her store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. Pattyconklin.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.